It is a race against time and the elements. Scientists are searching for clues on how the Arctic is changing and what effect that will have on the rest of the planet. Close to the North Pole, in the western Svalbard archipelago, the effect of climate change is noticeable by the glacier's melting ice cores. And the signs are a cause for concern.
We do not expect so huge water flux coming out from the glacier. And this is a clear sign of what's happening in this region. So that the temperatures are rising, the glaciers are suffering, and that is really, really sad.
The town of Ny-Ålesund is located in one of the harshest environments on Earth and is the hub for harvesting this information. 18 research stations from 11 countries are located here to collect data on how the Arctic has changed over time. That's critical for providing information for international climate agreements and conventions. The camp set up to examine the ice core takes 3 hours to reach on snowmobile, a journey complicated by increasing rainfall. And there is an urgency to their work. The last time scientists drilled at the site was in 2005. The glacier was completely frozen. Now water is much more evident.
Inside these bubbles is trapped the air at the moment of the snowfall. And this is the way how we can stabilize a kind of a relationship between climate change and CO2 or methane.
The region is warming up 4 times faster than the rest of the world. In Svalbard, the temperatures are climbing even faster, up to 7 times the global average. Last summer was the hottest on record, with temperatures reaching 0.5 degrees Celsius in Ny-Ålesund. These changes are forecast to result in a very different Arctic that in turn will affect the rest of the world. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.